Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
When your town has made you frown, when your square has made you swear, when life gives you one more punch, you need a donut soaked in Captain Crunch. You need a place to stroll with. Sell chocolate snacks, a place where you can tattoo your lower back. So let's go take a walk. Let's all go to City Walk, Orlando, tonight.
Podcast The Ride presents the City Walk Orlando Saga,
Multiverse of Madness,
a daily, extremely necessary series exploring the shops, restaurants,
and cosmic wonder
that make up Universal City Walk Orlando.
Welcome to Podcast The Ride, the City Walk Orlando Saga, Multiverse of Madness. Scott Gardner here, Mike Carlson there.
Yo.
Jason Sheridan, different over there.
Over here.
Where he is. We're day seven. We've landed at 1 week into this. Curious how you all are holding up.
Not a business week, a full week, a real week.
A calendar week.
A calendar week, as they call
it. Like a week, the kind of week you're alive in.
That's right.
Not just business hours, but no rest for us right now. We're in the thick of it. And luckily, we're joined by somebody else willing to get into the thick of it with us, a survivor of the Downtown Disney ordeal, former Rainforest Cafe employee, current writer, Julia Prescott.
Hey. We're here.
We made it.
So I survived so many. I survived the writer's strike as well.
Let's not forget
that. We all did.
We all did, yes.
I survived those chicken fingers from the Rainforest Cafe and the volcano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad that you're willing to participate in a saga again. Here's what I'm doing. I'm apologizing in advance because there's been a runner kind of so far of like bad things keep happening to the guests. We really wasted Evan Susser's time after a long, laborious day.
Yeah.
Eva Anderson got food poisoning. We don't know from where yet.
One of the running themes since today. Be more pleasant
and I'm not
visually
spoil my
city
experience.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. Well, this is what. Oh, no. Well, like, I don't know. My question is, has anything bad happened to you already because we asked you to do this?
Right. I would say that nothing bad with a capital B has happened to me.
Yeah.
But I just want to say I'm very respectful of the rules of the sector.
Thank you.
I may stray, and I'm very open to you reeling me in.
Reining it in. Okay. Because you are one of the guests who was kind enough to go to, who was in Orlando and who, like, thought about this while you were there and asked about this and made to make sure that you could help repair the rift in the multiverse.
Am I a patriot? Yeah. You know, am I a friend of the pod? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, am I a friend of multiple pods? That's not something I want to discuss because we don't talk about ex-lovers. Okay. Yeah. I just want to say,
That's the important thing.
My promise to you guys and to the Cliffords listening is that when I am in a themed environment, I'm always thinking of you.
Wow.
I do it for you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, that's nice.
Jeez. That's very
touching. I'm not sure if you guys know, but it's going to come out that the visit that I took to one of the locations in this sector was a solo week-long Disney World trip I took.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Wow,
A year that was full of things that I should be feeling more like an adult and acting like more like an adult. Uh-huh. I think I bought a house in this year, and yet I decided that I Mama needed some solo time at Disney World. And my takeaway is that families ruin Disney World. And the only way to fully experience it and ascend to heaven is to do it by yourself.
And you're not even talking about just like kids. You're talking about like grandparents ruin it.
Oh, yes.
Aunts and uncles ruin
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyone in addition to me ruins
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, I have not been to Disney World since having a child. I've been several times without the family. Usually when I'm telling people I'm doing that, I'm asked like, are you going with the family? No.
Well, you can say you're going for work.
Yes.
Well, that's a nice
yes.
Cover. Yeah, yeah, we are.
No, it's work though. It's for work.
That's why.
It's not weird. It's for work. It's for there's a multiverse of madness, and we got to fix the rift. Speaking of all that, you know, we haven't seen him in a couple days.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can. We've just popped in for our quick little missions. I wonder if we can like get him to stick around for a little bit. SK.
Boys, yay! Julia!
He's with us!
Yes!
Wow!
Yes,
it's, oh, it's good to see. We've just had these quick pop-ins. We haven't gotten to catch up.
It's been a while. It's been a while, man.
It's been three whole days.
Say, Sector Keeper, hearing you say my name, and I mean this as a compliment, rings the same as hearing E.T. say my name at the end of the adventure.
Oh my God, high praise. Thank you.
It touches me deep into my heart. Oh,
the most emotional experience that there is. I did cry the last time I did it.
Oh, friend.
Sometimes you just gotta cry at the word friend. Okay, we've been doing a couple episodes, but we haven't had like the long sit down with you. Yeah. First of all, thank you for setting us up in Orlando with your cousin and your friend. It seems like the level keeper. We had a good time with him.
Yeah, good. He treats you guys well. He's good, right?
Yeah, he did. But I realized he stole my CityWalk shirt from the kiosk. He was wearing it there.
He was the one that
stole
the CityWalk shirt from Emerald?
Yeah, that's right. From the Emerald kiosk.
Emerald Stage is where the kiosk is on the north side of
by the waterfront, by the water taxis.
Yeah, no, I know.
In phase one, sector three. It's phases right. now, and that's
yeah.
It was in sector three.
Just to catch up, Julie, there's phases and sectors, but there's also jump points and portals, and there's also
back doors
and front doors and trap doors, and there's also a galactic fence that you have to walk through on the side of a house.
Okay. Right. The side of a cosmic house.
The cosmic house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that's different than the other galactic fence at the other park. Right.
Yes, Alpha and Omega.
If there's one in Hollywood and Orlando, there's an Alpha and Omega, and the Alpha and Omega names are based on which one opened first.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
You're fine. You're more at ease with it than we have been.
That's true.
I am glad someone here is calm.
He stole your shirt.
Yeah, he's wearing it at the live show.
Bad keeper.
Yeah, he was nice otherwise, but he was.
And he didn't give it back to you afterwards.
He might have, but he stole it and he was wearing it. That's all I know. Yeah.
So he gave it back.
He maybe tried to give it back. Or he did, and I maybe lost it.
Maybe there's too many maybes flying around. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. I'll have to figure it out.
Once I was at your house and we were going to go somewhere, but you couldn't find your keys, and you came out and you were like, they were on the floor under the bed.
Yeah,
like,
they were.
Okay.
But at first, did you say someone stole them?
No, I didn't say that. I don't say everything I've lost is stolen. I don't say that.
Some ruffians must have stolen it from him. There's only one answer.
I lost the keys. The shirt, I wasn't. I'm not sure where it is. Okay. That's a different thing.
Maybe now you have to go back.
Yeah, it's possible I have to go back. Yeah. I made they have a spray like airbrush tea kiosk.
Right.
And I had a guy make I Love City Walk on the shirt.
I love that shirt.
It was worn by the level keeper at our live show.
Hmm. Mm. Yep. With permission or not?
With permission.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, then that's okay. Well, you know what? My thing is, because you've been saying that these cousins are, your relatives have been coming after you for your Powerball money.
That's right.
But you also said that level keeper is on the level. You like him.
1.2 billion isn't that much after taxes, all right?
That's true, yeah.
And do you get it all at once or in installments?
I chose installments.
Oh, dude. Oh, come on.
You got to invest. Because
you didn't want the curse of the lottery.
It's the curse, right? I've read the Reddits, man. These things are bogus. Playing that quick pick was the worst thing I've ever done. And I include dancing in the fountain.
Oh, no. That killed you.
Which is what killed you, yeah.
Which is what took me down.
Worse than your dime. Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sector Keeper, yeah. I hate to pry into your business, but I see some tickets. Are you still playing the Powerball?
Hey, whoa. Don't harsh my scratch-offs, man. These are just scratch-offs. I'm not playing Mega Millions.
You're holding them for a friend.
I'm holding them for a friend. Yeah. Okay. They're stocking stuffers, dude.
Yeah, it's a great birthday or Christmas gift.
Okay. This one knows what he's talking about.
I know. Pennsylvania Lottery, when it's around Christmas time, they're always doing ads of like, and give the gift of winning, you know?
Have you gotten scratchers for Christmas?
I think from extended family, yeah.
Okay, so aunts and uncles.
Can you do that, give the gift of winning clean? That act like a jolly, I don't know, what kind of guy is saying that? Is he like
maybe Santa Claus or like an elf?
Let's throw it out there for any like Christmas commercial purposes, or just do it.
Yeah, do it again.
Hey, give the gift of winning.
Ooh, that was good. I love a podcast that can double as a self-tape.
Yeah, you know what? While you got the microphone set up,
right? Of course,
why not?
Total sense.
If you need, if you need to put yourself on tape for anything,
I would love maybe at the end.
Sure. At the end.
I don't do a lot of on-camera stuff, but I don't not do it.
But you know, this wouldn't be in a way because nobody could see you. So this is more if you want to audition for like being like an NPR host or a voiceover.
Right. Yeah.
That's really what this could be good for.
You joke, but I have auditioned for multiple California lottery commercials and never been hired.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Ironically, playing another lottery that you were not winning.
Well, I know, because they can tell.
Talk about
it's a conflict of interest because you
play
so much.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. In your heart, you're self-sabotaging out of principle.
You know, it's one of the special things of the Philadelphia airport, multiple Pennsylvania lottery kiosks.
Really?
Yeah.
For like scratch off tickets?
Yeah, for scratch offs, yeah.
Well, this sounds like a future saga that we're going to have to get into.
Oh, boy. Well, they did in the 90s, they did turn it into a mall, and they're like, come do your shopping at the airport.
Like, go to the airport.
Go to the airport.
And don't.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who would do that?
Really? If you weren't even going on a flight?
That's right. That got shut down real quick a few years later.
Did anything happen that took shut it down, or was it just not
9/11?
That's what I thought. I was going there. Yeah. All right. I pretended I didn't know, but I knew.
Of course.
You wanted to get Jason's catchphrase.
I wanted Jason's other catchphrase. Yeah, we could get a clean 9/11.
If you're asking if there were any robberies or fights, like, yeah, just the normal level of Philly, you know, riledness, you know?
I do know. You've told me.
Folks, Michael here. Eating well is hard sometimes, but that's where Factor Meals comes in. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They've got 35 different options to choose from each week. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Get after your goals. I've been getting after my goals. I had some creamy Parmesan chicken. It was delicious. I made it and I felt smart for doing it. A great thing about Factor is that it's flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it.
I'd caution you, Sergio Kieber, to just be careful about a couple of things. If you think about playing again, I don't think lightning's going to strike twice.
Yeah.
I'd say the odds of you winning it two times don't seem very good.
Okay.
And also, I'm glad you said nice things about the level keeper, but I'm also a little worried with the shirt stealing. You know about his thing where he hits a cowbell with everything that he says. That's his thing, which he did in the live show. But I'm starting to worry that he stole that cowbell.
It's possible.
Can I ask a possibly dumb question?
Oh, no, please.
Only because you may have covered it in previous episodes of the CityWalk saga.
Sure.
when it comes to the multiverse, or I guess the wider family of the sector keepers, or the level keepers,
the other keepers, your family and cousins.
I guess this is
yeah.
more a question for you guys. Sorry, okay. sector keeper, sure, but sure. like. What's the vibe? Is it like when we all meet Homer's relatives and they're all variations of Homer, you know, some are dumber than others, or like, you know what?
I do know the connection between all of us, but I'll let you.
Oh, well, if you know.
Each place that we represent, we've all died on the premises.
But non-declared, just like Disneyland.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. No,
they wait till you're off.
Right. Off that's how site. They get you.
That's off.
They make site. Sure the yeah. corpse is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said I died on the 101. God,
so like American Dream Mall Keeper might have died like while they were building it, like a wrecking ball
dropped. Oh, yeah, that's possible.
Accidentally.
He might have rolled all the way down the unfinished ski slope.
That, right,
oh,
at the American
right.
Dream.
You're going to
right.
try to build
American
into
dream.
Your ski
oh,
slope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
No, but we don't know because the police just declared him dead like 2 miles away
right.
in like
right.
a river somewhere.
Right. What do you think would be the funniest way to die at City Walk Orlando?
Oh, interesting. Funniest way.
I mean, like, ooh. if the Hemisphere Dancer Jimmy Buffett's plane suddenly turned on and you're having drinks under it, the propeller turned on and kind of like chopped you up real quick.
That's a cartoonish death, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
That's good. Forgive me if I may have shared this on a previous episode of this
no,
fine
it's
podcast.
Okay.
Sure.
We've all done it many times.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing. Right.
But as given we're talking about, let's call it City Walk East. I will always love City Walk East. It will always hold a special place in my heart because I witnessed truly the wildest thing I've ever witnessed, which is somebody on stilts visibly lost.
Oh my God.
And that happened outside.
I don't remember this.
That happened. It was clearly a Margaritaville stilt walker. And oh. I've never been on stilts, but from what I hear, you have to just keep following momentum. And I
right.
I saw this stilt walker like very far away from Margaritaville being surrounded by people trying to take a photo. And you could just see on their face all they wanted was to turn around and figure out where the fuck they were. So I just wanted to share that. Maybe that's part of the silliest way to die. You are you know, a lost Margaritaville stilt walker, and then you end up going face down into the fake lake there, maybe.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I do remember the early days of Margaritaville out here was full of stilt walkers. I recall us going those first few weeks multiple times and seeing people on stilts.
Yeah, it wasn't just opening. They kept that going for a little bit. That's right.
Yeah.
As recently as 2018, I saw one.
Wow. Okay.
They make balloon animals.
I feel like some of you were like, friendly enough with one that she recognized us the second or third time.
What an honor.
I feel like, I know that this is treacherous, but I feel like the proximity of that Margaritaville to the Sky Zone would create a really crazy situation.
You shoot up.
Close your eyes, imagine.
Oh no, clacking around in there. Yeah. Like if a giraffe like got pulled into
like
that.
Like a car dealership, you know.
Oh no, one of those
guy.
Flappy guys. Oh yikes. How do you end up lost as a stilt walker? What
question.
Did, like, did, I don't know, just like went out the wrong door or first day, doesn't know.
Right.
And there's I don't know, wait, do I work at Margaritaville or do I work at Lone Palm Airport?
Right. And having an existential crisis of self in the middle of City Walk.
A despondent, like, stilt walker. Somebody who just doesn't
write
know what
up.
They're, what they're doing anymore.
City Walk Orlando, that's a bad place to get lost. It's still walker because there's a lot of stairs and decorative stairs. Yeah. Like,
and just a lot of slopes. You
yes.
know, you could find yourself up a slope and then you're in front of, you know, the frozen margarita place and, you know, there's somebody playing jazz and you're like, okay, that's nice, but where the fuck am I? You know?
Yeah. And if it is your first day, like walking on stilts at all is one thing, but like slopes, they didn't tell me there'd be slopes.
They didn't tell me.
That's a future lesson. I haven't done the slopes class yet. You know what? Actually, speaking of wit, I think, you know, hills and elevations, I think that's kind of what we're dealing with
that's
here
right.
in this new
right.
phase.
Right.
Let's get the official assignment, Sector Keeper.
That's right. We've entered a new phase. It's phase three, the up the weird stairs and ramps phase.
Wow. And
then you just get chills.
We're finally there. Yes. Everybody's been waiting.
Chills approaching it.
Because of the altitude.
Yeah, because of the altitude.
It gets colder as you go. What's in it?
This is phase 3, sector 1. Bend the bow, bread box, and Menchies.
Oh, I knew you'd like to say Menchies. That one. Yeah. We know you. Menchies. That's up your alley. Well, yeah, this is, if you've never been there in person, there's this odd zone that turns like really zigzaggy. Like it's stairs and ramps at the same time, and the ramps get very zigzaggy. And when we were there, I was saying it's like San Francisco. And sure enough, this little zone, when it was added, is called Lombard Street.
Oh, yeah.
Unofficially. So if you felt a little whiff of San Francisco while you were there.
Yeah.
That's why. Or you were hallucinating.
I don't know why I'm so offended by that. I don't know. There's like, I feel like there's a limit to how cute my theme park companies can get. Mainly because it doesn't at all look like Lombard.
It's just because it's steep and it zigzags. That's all you got
give me
there.
A
you know
fake
they don't
storefront or get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not an official designation, so they aren't too offensive on that end. But this is where we start. You know, I guess the direction we're going, we're kind of climbing up to the food court, but not quite at the food court. But there is food stuff up there.
It's like a secret little place almost. Yeah,
you could miss it entirely, but we didn't miss it.
Cosmic Nook.
That's another thing we didn't know they have here. Cosmic Nooks. That's part of the multiverse.
It sounds like an item on the bread box menu.
Ooh,
the Cosmic Nook. Here's what I'll do. I will quickly knock out Bend the Bow, unless anyone has other thoughts about Bend the Bow. This is what I can offer, because the City Walk saga was in my mind when I went to Orlando on a bachelor party 2.5 years ago. Like, I better get something here. We got these sectors to worry about. Mm-hmm. So 2.5 years ago or more, I went to Bend the Bow. It's kind of like, I mean, you could picture what bows are, but like it's, you know, the optimal version of it, kind of like a steamed bun with meat inside. This is more like tacos, but with a puffier bun instead of a tortilla. The results are mediocre to that. The bows are pretty dry. The ingredients don't feel super fresh. I didn't recognize what ingredients I was looking at in the photos from 2.5 years ago. One definitely shrimp, which I remember was dry, bad shrimp. Uh-huh. The other, I just don't know. I also remember it took forever to arrive. I did not like Bend the Bow. That's Bend the Bow. We did it.
You went usual.
Opening summer, too.
That's so, what that like, was. It was new
when
then?
2021 is when it opened.
That's the best they had. That's like before
well,
it wore down?
Well, been understaffed from what I've read at some of these locations when they first opened. A little overwhelmed.
Yeah, no one wants to work. No one wants to work at
right,
Bend the Bow.
Right, like Kim Kardashian said, you know, we gotta
get back to bending the bow, she said.
Bend those, there's bows to be. What do you mean there's no jobs? There's bows to be bent.
Now, Bend the Bow, is that also, is there a bend it like Beckham kind of time that we could, like, is that
what
a turn of
mean?
Phrase?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
does it mean?
What the hell does that mean?
Isn't it? But the what is there's the, what's is the it, thing? It's like if you do the other spelling of bow, B O W. The when the
bow
breaks,
baby will.
That's
fall.
That's a stretch.
Maybe that's as best as I.
Yeah.
The
cradle
trying
fall.
To give him something.
Right.
Is there
like
is
a,
bend ever in that?
I guess because it's like you said, it's the variety of bow. That's like it's not a puffy bun. It's more like a. A taco. So
and this is a crucial mistake that they make to because like that's what's good about a real bow is that there's it's imbued with filling inside, not just something's like slopped in there and just happened because they know there's a big rush and we've had 3 orders that have taken us a half an hour to do. Again, it's not their fault. I don't. This is just something wrong by design
I
here.
I mean, this is a kind I've seen other places. However, the traditional like bun bow. Very easy to make in huge portions. Like, very, not yeah. easy, excuse me. I don't mean to diminish the quality, but it's like you can make them in batches, you know?
As opposed to, yeah, these, this seems much harder to make because it took forever.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. The only thing that I liked is that this is where While waiting around, you kind of end up next to the second floor of the movie theater where we got to go,
right.
Where I went with the level keeper, and that was where my dream began of wanting to see what was on the inside, because from the outside, you could just squint in and see a really sun-bleached Pelican Brief poster and a really sun-bleached Philadelphia poster, and I was like, I want to know what the rest are, and then getting in and discovering that there are a lot more old posters and that one of them is a second Pelican Brief poster. It took 2 years to get that information.
You gotta have doubles.
Didn't let me down.
Triples is best.
Yeah.
That's my only note for them. The triples
that came out when I was still alive.
Yes, you know those movies. Wow. All of them are. Wow, Roger Rabbit and Cape Fear is one.
They had Roger Rabbit?
That's cool. It is cool. And the one where like his silhouette is made with a film reel.
Oh,
you ever seen that poster?
Yeah.
It's nice to see that in person.
I think all of these movies predate City Walk entirely.
They do. Yes. So why, you're right. It didn't exist. Why did
that's
they,
right.
they? Maybe
that's
they just
right.
bought
Boys,
all those
you're
posters.
You're learning.
City Walk. Oh, that's the rift.
That's right. So City Walk Orlando was built around the posters.
Oh, they were there. They were hovering on the
they've
second
always
floor.
They've always been.
They
there.
Built a theater around it
as totems to teach the future generations.
Yes,
understand.
That's right. You're
instead
learning.
Of nailing the poster into the wall, they built the wall and then thrust it into the poster, which had nails in it already.
That's right. They're load bearing. Yes, 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 yes.
So there you go. I'm happy to check that one off the list. I'm not sure which direction to go now, Julie. If you want input into that, because Menchie's bread box Menchie's, any strong leanings?
Just take a ramp or stairs. That's all I ask.
I mean, I definitely walked past Menchie's, and I've been in a Menchie's
before. Yes, great.
So
that's enough.
I can
right?
speak to that.
That's enough.
I guess
of course.
That.
Of course.
Yay.
Okay,
let's
I ate
that.
It. We ate Menchie's, Jane and I.
Hey, all right. That's
we
more
had
than enough.
Little chocolate. You can see some strawberries, some cookie dough, some nonpareils, and some chocolate rocks on there. However,
rocks.
By the time we got to the bottom, it just kind of looked like black sludge.
Yeah.
That's a chocolate-covered Oreo that looks like it's been in an oil spill.
It's kind of a genre of dessert where you're really chasing those first three bites, and then you know you're getting weird soup by the end.
Well, but I got all the soup at the end. I got the nonpareils and chocolate rocks covered in sludge.
Wait, so you told that story and then look how it ended up. Pretty gross, huh? And then the end of the story is you ate all of it.
Oh, yeah. I love ice cream soup. Yeah, I love it. It just looked very... It was like no light was escaping from this chocolate frozen yogurt.
And you create it yourself in that Menchie's?
Yeah, I think
like
we both went
them.
Back and forth adding
you
stuff.
You scooping things. Because like Pinkberry recently has gone to the model of they do all of it for you out here.
Ever since the pandemic.
Ever since the pandemic,
which
I'm on
like
record
used to be their model.
Well, maybe do they always do it? I swear you could. I don't know.
I think that's true, and B, I think this all was said in the first time we talked about fucking Menchie's.
It absolutely was because I am
like
against,
when they do it. For
I am
you.
Against.
I don't want to fill
it myself. Yes, that's right.
Every beginning is an end, and every end is a beginning.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see if Menchie's in Orlando is still doing it that way.
You serve
you
yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's not.
She likes chocolate rocks, and I like nonpareils, and we make it work somehow.
And these people be together.
Yeah, yeah.
No
two
cordials.
Both alike in dignity. I understand.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
How did you find it to be compared to the other Menchie's, just as a dessert estate, like quality, cleanliness, any of that?
Yeah, it was very clean inside. It was totally deserted in the middle of the day, which is becoming a running theme in City Walk, Orlando specifically. It was fine. There was a lot of options. You know, I feel like when I do serve yourself, I either do like very little or like way too much. And it's like, oh, this is $8 now, you know,
the weight. Yeah.
Because you just forget. You just start putting toppings on you.
That's some what they want, Jason. Or, you're playing right into their hands.
That's what they want, you know?
Well, if they have, like, those animal cookies, and you're like, well, I need, like, seven of those pink and white animal cookies.
Of course.
Right, with the frosting on it, then that weight is, that's going up. That's that, a couple bucks.
Chocolate Oreos, those are real heavy.
Oh, heavy. Yeah. Those are heavy, too.
Heavy.
You know what
and
you should do?
Is syrups,
you
too.
You should get all the ingredients at home, weigh all of them. So you know next time you go how to save money by getting the lighter ingredients.
That is a level of checking I never thought that you would ascend to.
And how would it have? It took me 7 years of this podcast to figure it out.
Right, yeah. Well, and becoming a father.
Well, that's probably what it did. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to be paying for desserts down the road. Yeah. So if you can shave 90 cents off here and there.
We need to get the lighter.
You can go to college.
The literal lighter cookies. Just less heavy cookies.
A bit heavy. What? It's fine. I haven't been eating too. No. Not in terms of health, in terms of weight for cost.
That's
heavy
right.
Heavy is cost. That's the issue.
Yeah. If you could put like rice cakes on your Menchies, that would be ideal because they're so light.
I have a question, and perhaps you already answered it with the previous Menchies episode. I listened to them all.
Wow.
But I can't recall.
I don't recall anything about
it. Or maybe this is more like a question for City Walk East and City Walk West. Do you feel like one is more of a locals City Walk than the other?
Ooh, that's a good big question to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe Hollywood is less locals.
I think Hollywood is more locals if you're fucking nuts, like everyone here.
Right, but...
I was about to say, excuse me?
Yeah, yeah, no. We're all part of that.
I live there, man.
I'm sorry. These words come out of me.
It's all right. I'm a little twisted. It's all right.
But I like, do real regular people in LA go? I don't think so. Maybe for movies only. That's your way, where your local movie theater
and then
is.
What about City Walk East?
Well, I think that's a lot of people on vacation.
It's either a lot of people on vacation, but I do think the locals are maybe go more. Maybe not as much as they used to, because it feels like the heyday was years ago when people would just go hang, like locals would hang there.
Are you? I feel like you're judging all of this off of your one conversation with Matt Cardona.
That's one of them. But also when we've talked to the different people that work at the theme parks, I forget, last trip we took, we were sort of like, wasn't there like a... You go hang at Disney Springs and you party at City Walk or something?
Party at City Walk. Mm. Well, and
it's
both.
It's like the SNL after party and after party.
What Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
They both have reduced their hours pretty heavily after 2020.
Yes. They used to be more of a late night.
Closer to Pleasure Island be open until like 1 or 2 every night.
There was somebody told us, like 4 or 5 years ago that was more of a hang, at least at that time even. So I think maybe... Because I also, we talked about on the NBC Sports Bar and Grill that I got the feeling there were locals just watching sports at the bar. It's a nicer, it's bigger, the water's there, it's nicer. I don't know who would really want to go up to the coldness of our City Walk Hollywood. Except us.
It's a place, I think, where you might want to be more because the water is genuinely nice to look at. Except then when you're there, then what do you do? It was interesting for us to go.
Yeah.
We aren't by these things all the time. But like, is a local really getting there, parking, taking the parking ramps, going walking across the lagoon, going to like, what's your wait tonight here at Toothsome? 85 minutes.
But to your point, I think the parking is a big detractor. Not my solo trip, but the trip before with my family, we literally got lost at the end of a long Universal day for a full hour in that giant parking structure.
Oh,
saw God. Like, we were shells of who we once
you
were.
You and me both, Julia.
Yeah, I know.
See them all the time.
And so I feel like, you know, with City Walk West, I know exactly where to park to, like, take.
Yeah.
I have my perfect spot, and I take that escalator right up to what is now that weird collectibles shop, formerly the Skechers store.
Yes.
But I'm there in, like, minutes, and I'm rolling into that AMC.
I don't think we found our spot, and they guide you different way.
We were there 3 days ago, and I said to Scott as I got off, I go, I still don't know where I am. when I come out of the parking garage.
Yeah, we're still confused.
I know, I can lead the way. If you enter on Cahuenga, they'll send you to ET. And if you enter on Lancashire, they'll send you to Jurassic.
That. I do know that.
That took me years to learn.
But you could still, they'll still send you to Jurassic from Cahuenga. It's happened to me many a time.
That can happen. And then if you go in Jurassic, you can still end up coming out by Celebrity Authentics, or I have for some reason just come out by the Johnny Rockets, and I don't know why.
It's another, if you go another, there's multiple exits to that garage.
Right. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I don't say right as if I know what you're talking about, because I just end up by Johnny Rockets, or I end up by Celebrity Authentics.
You're learning, boys. you're hitting jump points.
Not to harp on this, but I do feel like if I were listening, I would want a clear, definitive answer. And so I will share my answer to this entire conundrum.
Yeah, go ahead.
You always enter on Lancashire.
Okay.
And when they're going to send you to Jurassic. And so when you enter Jurassic, there is the on-ramp that you can go to on the left that usually the security is guiding you toward.
Yes.
Betray the security.
What? Us? We cannot. Yes. We couldn't possibly.
You will break your first rule in the parking
Sector
lot.
Keeper, shield your ears.
I know, sorry. Betray the security and pretend like you're going out back to like the on-ramp toward ET. Pretend like you're going out, but then make a left into that parking structure. There's like one more entrance into the parking structure. And that's where all of the EV parking is, but then also just like general compact parking is.
Oh.
And you will be feet away from the escalator leading up to Toothsome's.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
Oh, interesting.
Nobody's ever parking there. And now it'll be blown up, but that's the answer, guys.
I'm going to need like a video to explain how this. Just make a video for me.
When she said betray security, Mike started sweating.
I'm worried about getting in trouble.
Mike, do you feel like you betrayed security just hearing that?
Just putting this on a podcast that I am part of, I feel,
that's a paywall, just this part.
Yeah,
here's another big parking thing. Disney Springs, free parking garages.
In the green parking lot, yeah.
Yeah,
or all of them.
All of them, I think. Yeah, yeah. So that's a big plus up for locals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's all I'm going to try this parking hack.
Yeah.
I will try it. And I will report back on this saga.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I would also recommend that. Getting that Universal Gold Pass so that parking's included before.
Well, I have
that. Of course, I know everybody here has it.
I had it, which has left me, and then I let it expire because my kid costs money now.
Right.
And I kind of don't want to be in anywhere near Mario for a long time. Now that we know, we found out from the Sector Keeper, we got to go back up to CityWalk Hollywood for various things as part of the multiverse. So now I'm parking on Cahuenga and walking up. So that's what I'm doing. Hey, it's free.
That's
you get
hack.
Some steps in.
It is a hack.
But you're very aware of all things CityWalk. And were you, am I remembering correctly, did you do a Halloween costume where
I
you
did.
Were CityWalk, essentially?
It was the first couple's costume that I've done in many, many years with my husband. Was it pandering to you guys?
Nice.
Slash Americana brand memes account? You bet your ass it was.
I'm asking about it now.
Did I hope to get retweeted or reposted from them? Yes, and they did not. But that's okay.
I feel like we didn't either, but apologies, but I liked it. I saw it. I liked it. I'm bringing it up now. We'll post it when this comes out. How did the costume work?
So I got a unitard and like a full full length, full sleeve unitard. And then my husband Mike is an artist, animator, director person who is very busy. And yet I forced him to make all of the little like CityWalk standees. And he is like one of those cry cut like sticker maker, machines that you get at Joann's Fabrics. So he like designed all of them and then printed them out. And then we assembled together. And so I had across my chest the big globe from the Hard Rock Cafe, Rest in Power King. I had my 13th birthday party there.
Oh, wow, yes.
Toothsome's cannot hold a steampunk candle to what that was.
A complicated candle with lots of gears and screws. We could talk about that for hours. I'm ready.
We wanted it to be, because it's spooky, all defunct, Fallen Brothers restaurants. Wow. So we had the John Lovitz Comedy Club, which I did do a set at when I was beginning my stand-up career.
It was one of the few times
that my mom was in the audience, and the host was very problematic. So that'll forever be burned in my memory. What else did I have? I had Jody Moroni's Sausage Factory. I had Jurassic Parking over my backside. Just because that's what you should do, we decided. And a ton of other ones that I'm now forgetting. But yeah, a lot of Fallen Brothers. Wow. And just like, we just assembled them all over my body. And then my husband, Mike, made one of the most amazing costumes I've ever seen, which is the Minion overlooking the 101.
He fully hit
his face, and he worked on it like for a full week straight, like did not sleep. he fabricated it out of cardboard and tested it many times, and it's amazing.
Stress tests. Will this hold up?
He stress tested. Yeah, and so
structurally sound.
A couple's costume. Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe more sound than the real thing.
Yeah.
One earthquake and then timber rolling down the hill.
Yeah, I should say that, obviously I love City Walk, but my nickname for a comedy show I used to run was I'm the Young Pope of City Walk. And I'm not sure if I've ever shared that with you guys.
No, I don't think so.
It is my Twitter bio. That all came to be because I joked one show that City Walk is California's Vatican City and I am its Young Pope. It overlooks, it sits on a crest, it overlooks us, it keeps us warm. It feels like it's governed by its own entity that is separate from LA County proper.
Definitely.
The fact that Universal City is its own city or town or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
my biggest gripe about that coaster going in, is that we lost a Universal City sign.
I know.
We still got the other one. We still got one. That's okay. I've been looking at that my whole life. Yeah. You too, Julie. I'm bummed about
Maybe
that.
Maybe they can rebuild it once it's up.
They better.
I hope.
And one last thing. I've also always joked that the Minion overlooking the 101 is our version of Christ the Redeemer. So it's something else that we look to for hope in times
Amen,
of struggle.
Sister, amen.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're the young Pope, I'm kind of the young Sheldon of City Walk.
Wow! So you're canceled?
My life was,
His life, he is. He literally is. Okay, anything about this Menchie's before we move to what we sent you to do? Do we say some behind the scenes about how you ended up at Breadbox? Unless there's
journey.
More Menchie's.
I was so as I mentioned, I was at Disney World alone and Universal alone. Having a blast, having a really good time.
Sure.
It was also the holidays.
Oh my god.
So I went, when all the other families around me were feeling that holiday spirit. I should also say that I did not tell my mom I was doing this until after I came back and was like, by the way, I was at Disney World by myself last week. And that was a fun fight.
She was very silly.
She was upset because she wanted to go.
I went, that's
not the point. And she goes, but so anyway, I was we were texting, Mike and I, and I had offered, I'm here.
What do you think I should do?
Send me in, coach. I am your team member. I'm your soldier. I am your servant.
And you seemingly covered up your eyes, pulled up a map, covered your eyes, and just pressed somewhere random.
I knew ahead of time we would need this.
We need everything.
We built
the whole thing. Okay, I'm glad Breadbox is covered.
Guest, yeah, well, guess we needed guests for this. And I was like, well, this is important, I think. It's going to be important.
Yeah, I did, before it was decided, I did research around and was like, ooh, maybe I'll do that, the frozen margarita place. That's super fun, or maybe they'll send me, I don't know, to a sit-down restaurant. Wow, what a treat. No, that didn't happen.
The guest disappointed. Every guest, there has been something bad has happened.
Yeah.
It is. Disappointment. I'll be honest,
I didn't even know what Breadbox was when I sent you to do it.
Right.
Well, what a good thing. We needed it the most to find out what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know.
Right. I don't know about the indoor swing benches.
I didn't know anything about it.
We'll get into the swings.
Oh, I don't know about the swing. Okay.
I didn't know. I still don't know after experiencing it. I'll tell you what. But one thing I do not need after a long day at a theme park is a hot sandwich on a weird swing set indoors.
We can't get it right with anybody. This is Sector Keeper. Everyone's cursed. We've sent.
I know. Yeah. It's bad.
It's like everybody's getting pulled into the rift. We're all part of the rift now.
We're all part of the rift. I did Breadbox as well.
Did you?
I did do it. Yeah. And I had a chicken salad sandwich and a hot cup of cream of tomato soup.
What a combo.
In the middle of a pretty hot day.
It wasn't summer, but it was hot. So, it was definitely hot.
At least it was lunchtime.
It was lunchtime. So, I did get a little heat for my lunch.
So I had mine for dinner, which I would not recommend. You don't crave a sandwich, A, at the end of a long theme park day, and B, just generally for dinner. I believe it was a heated vegan sandwich.
Heated, or
grilled or something. Yeah, it was part of the hot sandwich menu. Okay.
Oh, hot vegetables, I think it was listed.
It was bad. And it was like, I didn't get food poisoning from it, but it's just like one of those meals, ? Where when you are served hot vegetables on a toasted wheat bread, it feels like the food poisoning. Like you're eating the food poisoning is what I mean to say.
No, it felt like eating food poison.
Why does this happen every time?
This is, what are we doing to ourselves, to people we like?
Every meal, like someone's felt bad at.
The third time this has happened.
I did have the tater tots, and those were good.
Okay.
But I will say that I think my meal came out to just a hair under $20 for a sandwich and tater tots, and that just felt, theme park prices, it felt like a lot.
Yeah. You're getting that back.
I mean, don't worry. It's lost to time. But
we can't
take away
whatever damage it did to your system. We can't do that, but we can at least, the money can come back.
If there's a CERN, we'll contribute to a GoFundMe down the road. Problems
I'll welcome that.
I'm realizing now how many City Walk restaurants offer tater tots as a side.
Yeah.
And that feels like millennials reaching older adulthood, and it's like, but you still need your little tater and tots, like school lunch, right?
You know what I wish
they would
do?
Wait a minute. You're saying this? if you or Mike saying, these people like their kid food.
Oh, no. No, I'm always thrilled when tater tots are on the menu.
I just wanted to be clear.
No. No, there's
these adults eating like children.
I'm just realizing like widespread how it's like, man, I didn't remember this many places having tater tots a few years ago.
I will say this, and I liked my meal. This is one of the better meals I had.
Wow,
the sandwich.
High praise.
Yet more, yes. It's either food poisoning or it's extremely qualified praise.
This was just like, you know, your mom bought some fancier bread at the store and the chicken
salad.
Right, the chicken salad was pretty good. The soup tasted, or whatever, the tomato bisque, whatever it's called, tasted right. And I ate it. I was like, oh, good. And then, you know, the presentation was fine.
What kind of bread did you, because bread is the whole thing. You don't know?
I don't know what kind of bread. I should go back and look.
You put bread
like
in the title. The pressure is on the bread. Is the LA restaurant all about the bread?
Right.
And the bread's pretty good. If you're putting bread in there, that implies spotlight on bread.
It's called
What's
bread
up with
box.
This bread?
Right. Yeah. It seemed to be some sort of multi-grain bread. I don't know if they make it in house. I do not believe that's the case.
I would severely doubt that.
They don't.
Is this a Universal original restaurant? Is this a Universal owned restaurant?
That's
what I was trying to figure out.
Are there other bread boxes out there?
I didn't see a bread box anywhere else.
Testing the franchise at the most expensive spot that you could possibly imagine.
I think that might be the case, because like when you go at least down the results, like it's all Orlando, it's all Universal Orlando, So I'm guessing this is one of the, yeah, because we've said
they made this up. There's no such place as Breadbox.
Yeah.
Here we are parsing like, oh, so this must be kind of an artisan bakery. No, it's some fucking shit they thought of to make more money, to understaff, put garbage ingredients
yeah,
in.
That's the tourist close-up magic trick, though. And that's something that I feel like, so I was just at, I was just at City Walk the other day, if you can believe it.
Wow.
And
you're parking it.
My husband had never been inside of Toothsome's, so we went I said, you simply must. And we went into the gift shop, and we played a really fun game where we covered the price tags on everything and guessed, and we were always wrong. It was always more expensive. A bar of chocolate was $16.99.
A bar?
And there was nothing special about it.
Oh, wow.
It just Jason had just screws. Yeah.
Well, I was actually at Toothsome's yesterday, so wow. I am familiar with the price.
Yes.
None of us learn. We don't ever. Always, like,
Not for this show.
Episode after episode. Restaurant's bad. Everything at all these places. And then here we are again.
Boys,
we
just keep boys, why do you keep doing this to yourselves?
We're doing it for you, Sector Keeper. Don't you see?
Well, what?
We're trying to save dirt life.
To connect it back to Breadbox, like what I think his sentiment for Toothsome's, I think, is my sentiment also for Breadbox, which is we were walking through and like, in Toothsome's, like a single truffle that's like the size of a quarter is $4.75. And that's like the cheapest thing that you can get in there. And you know, we were looking at it, and my husband's comment was just like, wow, this must only be for people who A, have never been to City Walk before, B, have never been to California before, maybe C, have never been to the United States before, and or a chocolate place or a restaurant before, and are like, well, this must be the delicacy they hear, and I accept these charges. And I think that the same could be said for Breadbox, where it's like, this, you know, must be a hip happening artisanal like bread sandwichy place, and who am I to criticize it? They've got, you know, porch swing chairs inside. Now I've seen everything. Like, that's sort of the line of thinking that we find ourselves in.
Why are there porch so you can
so
sit
you can
in a
swing?
And do they swing or are they stationary?
They swing a little bit, but those chains are pretty taut.
And it's the most uncomfortable chair. Like, it's just like hard wood. And I was watching so many families, so many like 30 something people with like guaranteed lower back pain, just muscling through sitting that in that chair for their meal.
I didn't sit at the chair. I didn't sit at the benches, the swinging benches or whatever you would call them. But I sat at like a little booth right by the bathroom, and I ate my stuff there. It was a nice. It was
were
really,
you trying to get away with something? Why was that
I
so
ate
weird?
My soup and sandwich
little,
by the toilet.
It feels like you're on an airplane trying to chow down. What's going on?
It was just a nice little cozy spot in the one side of the restaurant.
Yeah,
you found another nook.
I found a cosmic nook to eat my sandwich and my soup.
Cosmic nooks.
Yeah, I will say I feel like this place is trying to appeal to millennial parents, question mark, because it has that like vaguely mid-century modern 60s type of aesthetic.
Yeah.
But then there's also the reason why I asked about your bread, Michael.
Yes.
Is that at the front counter they've got like these, I want to say, four or five giant lamps
that
each have like white, wheat, rye, as if you're going to be voting or like as if those are specifically where those types of breads come out. It feels like there's this emphasis on the freshness of the bread. There's this emphasis on that kind of all about the bread, you know, sort of restaurant design. But and yet the bread is forgettable.
Yes.
Forgettable.
Yes. There's also a wall of painted metal lunch boxes. Yeah. Is that right?
I will say that all
good. Did you? But you didn't forget it. It stuck.
Chicken? I went there doing a thing.
So as long as you'll notice all these details, as long as you're being forced to notice details.
And then this is another thing. How I paid. I didn't pay with food poisoning, but I paid for being there for way too long because I took my job seriously.
Wow.
Well,
and
I
took
that.
Several photos.
Wow. Wow.
It is a chicken salad on. It says tender chicken, apple crisps, arugula, walnut oil on multigrain bread.
Great.
So it was it was the multigrain. I don't know. Do they have a multigrain lamp? They don't. There's not one of these lamps that says multigrain. There's also, you can get things on Texas toast And that's right. not represented on these lights either. So they're not giving you the full
What's
scope
on the
of
lights?
It says white rye wheat. And then I can't read the last one.
Looks like the might last just say one rye. Says walnut oil.
No, these are too small for that.
My problem with this, and this is also connecting back to, like, you know, Menchie's and my question of, like, is this a locals park or not? Because I feel like this bread box, or at least, like, the concept of it, should be inside the theme park because it is a lunch meal. Mm. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, the lunch boxes suggest that it is an on-the-go establishment. It's an on-the-go meal. So I feel like it should be either in the theme park or out of my face.
Yes, yes.
Those are the two roads that we find ourselves in the woods looking.
Do you have a place, a dream spot for Breadbox at the Universal Resort in Orlando?
Great question.
You can demolish an existing thing. You could tear down Harry Potter, the castle, and put it there if you want it. I don't say that's right. a good idea, but...
I would say, I would think Breadbox would be at home in the Universal Studios, not Islands of Adventure Park. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that there, you know, the string of eateries next to the Richter's Burgers, I feel like one of those can be swapped out for Breadbox. Okay. And in fact, I think there is like a quote unquote New York deli around there that's right. like right outside one of the bathrooms. I think you could swap that out for a bread box and have it be an elevated sandwich.
Hey, right stop. By the bathroom, you'd like that. You could eat right by
oh, your
right
little by nook.
My little nook.
Yeah.
I ate it there. I ate my tender chicken at the little nook.
I'd sip my little soup, my warm little tomato soup in the nook.
Just lick up my walnut oil.
I lapped up the last drop of the soup in the corner. Yeah, I think it would be interesting to know, do they use the same multigrain bread across the whole Universal Resort? Mm. Is that what it is, or is it actually specific to Breadbox?
That
I
would suspect... be interesting to know.
This is very, I don't think I've ever been so interested
like
to know something.
I would like to ask a question of our listeners. If you know, because people know things, yeah. if you yeah. think they use the same multigrain bread universally at Universal, please let us know. And if you don't, go to all the places that have a sandwich and tell us, look, taste, and take photos.
If we don't get an answer on this, I think Sector Keeper's staying in hell forever.
That's what I think, too.
Please,
yeah.
please.
We got to know.
All the sandwiches that have made everyone sick.
There's
a rift in the multiverse, and there's a rift with the multigrain. We got to solve all the rifts.
I think this is and this
the
is not
the multigrain of madness.
The hour in the multigrain of madness.
Oh, no, because like, what flavor from a bite to bite is it? You don't know. Rifts form. There's holes in my sandwich, just like there's holes in the multiverse.
I feel like there's also a lazy pun with Bread Addict Cumberbatch for the multi.
Oh, yeah.
Bread
sure. you
just to put it out there, if we're doing like full like Muppet Vision 3D puns.
Sure, yeah.
This is more thought out than most of the businesses we've talked about. Oh,
yeah. Agreed.
Well, I was just going to say, Jason, did you actually take a look at any of this stuff in the menu
I
or anything?
I looked at the menu. I didn't get a chance to eat it.
No, week. I know that. I just wondered, yeah, because they got a grilled ham and cheese melt. They got a barbecue brisket melt, steak and cheese melt. I was just wondering. There's New York style pastrami. I didn't know if there was something that like would spark
your interest.
I like
pastrami. I don't really like beef in barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
So that would probably rule out the biscuit or brisket.
Mm.
Ham.
You don't like a little barbecue sauce on a brisket?
No.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a little dip. But
I
don't
to the
get
Wood
brisket
Ranch.
Or tri-tip that much.
I once in a while get a brisket at the Wood Ranch over here in Burbank, dip a little bit in the sauce.
I'm more of a pulled pork hot link guy.
Okay.
You know?
Fair
but you're
enough.
Able to dip it. It's not coming in slathered, so maybe that's the difference.
Oh, that might be, yes.
Yeah. I don't like what happens to that bread, man. It gets like too sloppy.
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it just becomes a sponge. Yeah.
Would they sell a hot link at a Jody Maroney's? Probably, right?
Yeah, I don't recall. I wish Jody Maroney's could come back to me. The Sausage Kingdom.
Well, it's a whole
that's
sausage
my city
kingdom.
Walk. And Sector Keeper's city walk.
Can I share something that is name droppy only to this room?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
I just remembered that I, in middle school, so I grew up out here in the Valley, and in middle school, I knew a kid whose uncle was Jody Maroney.
Whoa.
And
Damn.
For some reason, he was like, yeah, I have all these t-shirts do you want to buy one? So I like asked buy my one. Mom to like like give me the advance of my allowance that week so I could buy a Joni Moroni t-shirt and wear it proudly to middle school.
Oh, wow.
And I held on to it for way too long.
Do you recall how much?
It must have been like $10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was like upcharging kids.
No.
30.
Anyway.
You wrote on it with marker. Before you ask, this was not purchased at the store like anyone could. This came straight from the nephew.
A certificate of authenticity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm basically a Moroni myself.
Right.
Anyway, I wanted
to say that I've not touched greatness, but I've been 1 degree from it.
Wow. Yeah. That is an important story.
1 degree
for us.
From great sausage.
Thank you.
All right. We're not doing Fallen Brothers for all of them, but this one seems like a good one to park and talk for the Fallen Brother a little bit. Redbox opened in 2014. What closed was something called Cigars with a Z. This was the City Walk cigar shop.
Please tell me the Z was a plume of smoke in the shape of a Z.
I don't think they were that creative. They weren't at that level, you know.
Hire me.
They were going. Yeah, please. No, they were going for a vibe with the logo that was, you know, more classy. It was very classy. That's what you. That's why you call it Cigars with a Z, is when you're chasing class. And I think that the clientele was very classy as well, from what I could tell from Yelp reviews. First of all, on the outside, and this is some good like City Walk nonsense, like a car that drove into the roof. It was just like a big cigar just jammed into the side of
nice.
The. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
We like that. That's good. But then, you know, they catered to some, like, you know, this isn't just like tourist cigar rubes. You could be a cigar expert and roll into this place. And they did. In one review, somebody encourages people to go to other Orlando cigar shops, including there was a Downtown Disney one, apparently.
Closed not too long ago.
Really, really?
Like within the last 4 or 5 years, okay. I think.
Cigars there.
Yeah.
They say, go to this one, because there you will be treated as royalty instead of human filth and excrement. This is the worst customer service experience I've ever encountered. This place is full of low-life trash, including the bartending staff. It was a bar as well. So I read that, right? And then I was like, do these extend to TripAdvisor? And I read another review that was clearly written by the same person, in which he continued the tale further. He described the people, whoever served them, as under the names Putz Boy, Hipster, Psycho, then says, my intention is to drive cigars out of business by spreading the gospel of what lousy, rude, and erratic service they have. Now, I told this story a little bit out of order, because now I'd like to tell you what it was that was so awful that he says he was treated as human excrement. What happened was, he ordered 2 drinks, one for him and one for his wife. They said, where is your wife? He said, she's out shopping. They said, well, we need to see her ID, too. That's the story.
Oh, no!
That is the end of the story. Something I'm sure has happened to everyone. Yeah. That happens at theme parks very often.
Don't you know who I am? I'm a husband.
I gotta put up with this. Now you make me put up with this? Oh, so crazy.
Just to confirm, Sosa Family Cigars at Disney Springs says it closed January 2nd, 2023. It had been there for 25 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No idea. Run for a cigar store. Yeah. Well, and you understand why it happened, because they don't treat people like human excrement and make them and check a second ID. The other story, this is a guy named Mr. from Dallas. All right. Whenever I go on vacation, I smoke a cigar. I knew exactly what I wanted, so I walked into the humidor and grabbed what I wanted. I went back to the counter to check out. They charged me for my cigar, usual price. Usual, because I do this a lot. I have lots of cigars. But the girl then prompted to tell me there is a tip line below. For what? You didn't help me or recommend anything.
Oh, no.
Me being an expert, I walked right in. I got what I knew. I don't owe you anything. You didn't curate a cigar for me. This is not a big deal until I started to walk away, and she goes, you forgot to tip. I turned around and drew a big zero across this tip line and wrote no tip in bold across the receipt. I wouldn't be surprised if she'd written one in if I'd continued to walk away.
That's Mr. from Dallas. Mr.
Right.
Everyone.
So, you know, I know at the top of this episode I said I was proud to be a patriot. I was proud to be your soldier suggesting a U.S. Army situation. I've never felt more un-American in this moment than hearing
the biggest
that terrible. Yes. Yeah, that's
this happened in this country by somebody from this country.
I want to walk into the sea with rocks in my pockets. I want to end it all.
Yeah, God. Sir, do you need anything?
No, I don't. I'm here all the time. Haven't you seen me?
Oh
I'm
God.
Going to the urinal to get what I want. I even know what the price is. You don't have to tell me what it is. Can I just throw money at your mouth?
Oh my God.
And just throw it in your fat pocket and we can be done?
This
is a tip.
Mr. Wood suggests what I'm saying, though, that this used to be a place where people would go regularly to hang out. If he's always going and
guess
always
so.
Knows what he wants,
mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. The old days of City Walk, when locals used to go party there. That's what I'm saying.
Up a big
that's
stoogie
fact.
Indoors.
Mister has confirmed it as fact. People used to party that were local.
Yes. Okay. Well, now we've confirmed people who were local, who are the worst people on earth.
That's not well, part
would,
of the question.
Would go.
The worst people on earth used to party at City Walk.
I mean, the worst tippers.
Real screen name should be the Riddler because every interaction with him is a test. All right, guys, what are we doing?
Yes.
am I out of work as a comedy writer? I think a little bit. Time to throw me in, Coach. I need to dust off these cobwebs.
Anyway, I mean that's what. So this is unfortunately what we sent you into.
Yeah,
you could probably smell the cigar
the
reek.
If cigars still existed, would we all have shared but we would all have smoked a cigar walking around the City Walk Lake?
How would we have?
Have done
and
it?
It would have been like that scene in The Sandlot when they all chew nicotine and then bark.
You mean when a bunch of children try a nicotine product for the first time?
Yeah, with and it would be edited the same with the same America that song.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the sequence that I'm seeing.
No, I think you're probably right. Jason, cigar? You ever have a cigar?
I've never had a cigar.
Okay.
No.
I'm trying to think if I ever puffed on a cigar. I don't know.
My mom would growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, with her friends, not like around the house.
Scott ever puffed on a cigar?
Yeah, but like bad cigars in college. That's like a pose in freshman year. Yeah, I do this. I do this all the time. Fuck.
To thoroughly cover this sector, we should have brought cigars with us to City Walk and smoked
them. We could always
go
again.
Well, not up. Well, Orlando. You're right.
I'm truly ready to go to moment's notice.
Do you want to book a ticket? We'll all book one right now. We'll go back to Orlando right now, tomorrow,
we'll be flying out
or tonight.
What's going on?
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. Well, we'll talk about this. I guess for now, I feel like we've made it to the end here,
boys. Oh. Julia, you've completed the sector, the first sector of Phase 3. Wow. Congratulations!
Hey, we got it.
Yay!
And you can see what's appearing in front of you.
There's the stone.
It's a little dried out shrimp bow rolling down Lombard Street,
zigging and zagging. Will it zig again? No, and then it's gonna zag. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's so crusty. Cherish you could tell it. You could tell how dry it is, even in stone form.
That's right.
Well, it's beautiful. We value this. We cherish this. And we thank you, Julia Preska. You survived podcast The Ride, the City Walk Orlando saga. City Walk Orlando saga. Multiverse of Madness. We got to get out of here. Let's exit through the plug portal. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yes. I wrote on a show called Rock, Paper, Scissors. It was created by the very funny Kyle Stigina and Josh Lehrman, and we are nominated for an Annie. That means animation award. since people outside of the animation industry don't really know,
it's a good party for the people who do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be funny, and it's coming to Paramount Plus. And I maybe by the time this releases, hosting a podcast called The Worst Place in the World, sort of like How Did This Get Made, but with theater Broadway bombs, etc. Probably featuring a lot of your faves. And I should also say, because I also feel like this is a plug I can only say to this room, but I don't act on screen often, but I recently did, and I can't say much about it. I got to be in, let's say, a series of marketing things for Universal Studios that will be seen by people eventually.
Wow.
And I got to play myself, question mark. So stay tuned for that.
Wow.
As vague as could be. I mean, you dropped the key detail, but...
Yeah. I will just say that dreams really do come true. Shoot for the minion, you'll land among the stars.
Wow.
The star way.
But stay tuned.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
I feel a deep connection to Universal, not only being the young pope of City Walk, but
wow,
perhaps the ambassador.
That is exciting.
That's very exciting. Thank you for shining your papal light on us. Keep us posted on what's going on with that. As for us, thanks to Aaron Gardner for the art, our own Mike Carlson and Zach Reno for the theme music, Multiverse of Madness merch in our T Public store. For the full multiverse experience, subscribe to Podcast The Ride, The Second Gate, or join Club 3 to get every sector ad-free and an exclusive bonus sector, all of that at patreon.com/podcasttheride. I mean, we're deep into it. I'm starting to feel like a real bucket of sludge.
I feel I'm a little hazy
bucket
right
of,
now.
Of dark sludge.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll help us. Where are we going tomorrow? Oh, we're staying up the food court time.
Yeah. We'll establish how much you like the food there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That should be great.
That's right.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.